New Rockford Cheyenne Region 2B Basketball on 1600 100.1 The Cardinal is brought to you by Dowenhauer Diesel, Columbia Grain in New Rockford, Dakota Regional Medical Center, Liza Eastus, Napa in New Rockford, Cheyenne Rodeo Club, Surety Title in New Rockford, Warren Implement, Haley's Auto, Sendak, The Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop, and Hefty Seed in New Rockford. Now, New Rockford Cheyenne Region 2B Basketball.
We welcome you to the Devil's Lake Sports Center in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. It has been 6 years since last the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets went to a Class B state tournament. Does that end tonight? We are about to find out as it's the 2025 North Dakota High School Activities Association Class B playoffs. And tonight, the Region 2 Championship, the North Border Eagles and the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets. BJ Walters here with you, and two teams who have had spectacular seasons. They come in with a combined record of 44-4 on the season. North Border has been in the top five this entire season. New Rockford Cheyenne has been in the top 10 pretty much the entire season. This should be a good one. The District 3 champion Rockets and the District 4 champion Eagles. How did these teams get here? Well, for New Rockford Cheyenne, they have certainly taken the difficult path to get here, as on Monday, Easton Simon's jumper with 4 seconds left, enough to avert a scare from Langdon area Munich, 47-45. And then on Tuesday night, a win over Warwick by a final count of 46-42. Meanwhile, for North Border, they were as good as eliminated a week and a half ago. They were down by 8 with 40 seconds left against North Star in the district third place game. They rallied and hit a 3 at the buzzer to advance to this tournament. Then on Monday, they took care of Mayport CG 67-47. And that was followed in the second Tuesday semifinal by a 53-46 win over Midway Minto. Speaking of whom, Midway Minto just beat Warwick to advance to the Shack on Saturday night at 5 p.m. Midway Minto beat Warwick 73-36. The winner of this game, the automatic berth as Region 2 champions to the 2025 Class B State Tournament in the Minot State University Dome a week from today or tonight. For the losing team, they will face the winner of Medina Pingree Buchanan and Lamore Litchville Marion on Saturday at 7 o'clock in the Shack for the right to qualify for the state tournament. And right now in the third quarter, that is a seesaw affair. Medina Pingree Buchanan leading by a point over Lamore Litchville Marion. A cool milestone reached on Tuesday as well, as Bennett Meyer, with his 13 points, surpassed the 1,000 plateau for New Rockford Cheyenne in the win over Warwick. This is the Hefty Seed of New Rockford pregame report. And when we come back, we'll take a look at everything else that's going on in the state. And soon enough, we'll have our starting lineups in the opening tip. It's New Rockford, Cheyenne, and North Border for the Region 2 Championship. And Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Dowenhauer Diesel, located at 20 10th Street South in New Rockford, is your local family-owned diesel repair shop. Capable of troubleshooting and diagnostics, Dowenhauer Diesel gives you top-quality service and affordable prices. Dowenhauer Diesel is the best choice for diesel repair. We pride ourselves in our excellent customer service, and we fix everything right the first time. Give us a call at 701-947-2285 to make your diesel appointment today.
In today's market, matching agriculture supply with demand seems simple enough, but efficiently connecting producers and consumers in the global market has become increasingly complex. Columbia Grain has the resources to get the job done and to get it done well. They focus on the farm, have strong presence in the grain community led by experienced management team, and have real commitment to the community. Call 947-2560 in New Rockford and Carrington. Visit ColumbiaGrain.com for more info.
Dakota Regional Medical Center of New Rockford offers medical treatment by nurse practitioner Liza Eastus. Liza has over 15 years experience in the medical field and 3-plus years as a nurse practitioner. She can help with primary and chronic care needs, lab services, blood work, and DOT physicals. She is available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at DRMC in New Rockford. Give her a call at 701-947-2042 to make an appointment or visit dakotaregional.com.
Napa of New Rockford is your local Do It Best store. Napa wants to welcome the New Rockford Rockets to the game and wish them luck today. Napa Auto Parts continues to connect professional automotive technicians, at-home mechanics, and everyday drivers with quality parts, aftermarket accessories, and car care products to keep their vehicles and garage equipment performing safely and efficiently. Come see Todd today at Napa of New Rockford, your local Do It Best location.
Back inside the Devil's Lake Sports Center, BJ Walters with you. It is the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets and the North Border Eagles for the Region 2 Championship tonight in Devil's Lake, and in just a little while, in fact, right around the top of the hour. It is regional final night, with one exception, and that was last night in Class A, where Central Cass got to Saturday in Region 1 after beating Northern Cass 57-46, and Kindred won another regional championship 55-40 over the Wahpeton Huskies. But tonight, all the other regions get decided tonight. In Region 2 in Class A, Four Winds Minnewaukan is going to advance to take on Wahpeton on Saturday at 1 p.m. in Fargo. They are going to get the better of Grafton. It's just a matter of the final score at this point. And Devil's Lake face Thompson for the Region 2 championship. In Region 3, Region 3 is Botno and Rugby in the third place game. And then how about this for the championship? 15-8 DeLax Burlington. Yeah, okay, no problem there. Against 6-16 Turtle Mountain Belcourt. It's the first time all year Belcourt has won back-to-back games, and now they find themselves 32 minutes from the Class A state tournament in Bismarck. In Region 4, Dickinson Trinity and Kildare playing right now for third. Shiloh Christian Beulah for the Region 4 title. Over in Region 1, we already told you MPB and Lemoore ongoing right now, and they are late in the third quarter of a seesaw affair. Oaks and Hankinson. The winner of that game gets Midway Minto after the Mustangs blew out Warwick 73-36. That game was 28-3 after one quarter. In Region 3, it's all the District 4 teams. Nobody's surprised. West Hope Newburgh and Belva in an elimination game. Yes, the defending champs could be knocked out tonight. And then our Redeemers and Bishop Ryan in the final. And in Region 4 over at Bismarck St. Mary's, the Garrison Troopers taking on Bowman County for third. Central McLean at number 1 Wilton Wing for the championship. Well, these two teams did not play each other in the regular season, North Border and New Rockford Cheyenne. And so this is a fresh matchup, although if you recall last year, New Rockford Cheyenne was in this very same game. In fact, they were in this very same game with a chance to go directly to the state tournament. And what happened, was that a year ago, New Rockford Cheyenne fell in this game and then ran into a scorching hot Max Muslund a season ago. And so that did not go well for New Rockford Cheyenne. They fell in that state qualifying game 1 year ago. And so they're trying to get to the state tournament for the first time in 6 years. Last year they were 13-12. They won the third place game, I should say, then lost to Lemoore because Lemoore had made the championship game in Region 1. Now, 2 years ago in the Region 2 quarterfinals, these two teams played at North Border in the Region 2 tournament. In the semis, North Border was able to win it 40-37. So that's our matchup. It's North Border and New Rockford Cheyenne. And when the Hefty Seed New Rockford pregame continues, we'll have tonight's starting lineups when Rocket Basketball continues in a moment.
Surety Title Company is dedicated to protecting New Rockford families with a price you can afford with professional service. Visit their office at 102 3rd Avenue Southeast or call 701-947-2446. Servicing New Rockford and the entire Eddy County region, Surety Title Company may be able to help you with all your abstracting needs in New Rockford. Professional agents are trained to research your property's title. Surety Title Company would like to wish New Rockford Cheyenne good luck.
Make sure to visit Warren Implement of Cheyenne, your local leader when it comes to farm equipment. Serving Cheyenne since 1965, Warren Implement is a proud dealer for Massey Ferguson Gleaner Combines, Wilrich, Summers, and Morris. Don't forget they also offer parts and service. Warren Implement is dedicated to serve the Cheyenne area and has the latest line of equipment for all your farming and ranching needs. Your friends at Warren Implement of Cheyenne are proud to support the team and fans in today's game.
Haley's Auto Repair in New Rockford wishes the team good luck. Located at 625 First Avenue North, Haley's Auto Repair is the go-to where service is the difference. They have the best service hands down. They'll do the work correctly and only charge you for what is needed. No blinker fluid charges from these guys. You need your vehicle worked on. Choose a repair shop you can trust. Give Haley's Auto Repair a call. 701-652-5787.
Are you looking forward to the Cheyenne Stampede like the rest of us? Stampede will be on August 16, 2025 with the fun activities we always look forward to. Rodeo during the day, concert that night. The Cheyenne Stampede and Cheyenne Stampede NDRA Rodeo, presented by the Cheyenne Rodeo Club. Keep listening. Find out more information as we get closer to the dates. August 6, 2025, Cheyenne Stampede in Cheyenne, North Dakota. See you there, partner.
The two teams warming up in front of us. It's New Rockford Cheyenne and North Border for a spot in the Class B state tournament. And before we go any further, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from the Devil's Lake Sports Center, this is the Region 2B Championship.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
It is now time for tonight's starting lineups as we bring you back into the Sports Center here in Devil's Lake. The visitors on the scoreboard are the North Border Eagles. They look this way. At one guard, a 5'10 sophomore, Weston Costley. Another guard, 5'10 sophomore, Caden Moore. The third guard is 5'10 senior, Grant Costley. And one forward, a 6-foot junior, Cade Schaefer, and the other forward, 6'1 junior, Brody Berg, for head coach Sandy Laxdal, assisted by Tim Moore. And now the starting lineup for head coach Tyler Cook and the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets. They will start at one guard. a 6'3 senior Bennett Meyer. At the other guard, a 6'1 senior Cage Walford. The third guard is 6' junior Easton Simon. At one forward, a 6' senior Kyler Jacobson. And the other forward is 6'3 junior Easton Benz for head coach Tyler Cook, assisted by Craig DeMeester and Chance LaBrie. North Border are in navy blues with gold script lettering and gold numbers. New Rockford Cheyenne in all white with Columbia blue numbers and letters outlined in black. The Rockets will move from right to left across your radio dial and internet stream. The Eagles left to right. Happy to have you with us tonight on AM 1600, FM 100.1, KDAK, the Cardinal, all over the world at newsdakota.com, on the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, and by asking your smart speaker to play KDAK, the Cardinal. The District 3 champion, New Rockford Cheyenne, the District 4 champion, North Border, who had an undefeated regular season. Their one loss came in the district semifinal a week ago. And when we come back, we will have it for you as Rockets basketball will continue in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
The Flair Boutique of New Rockford would like to wish the boys good luck in today's game. The Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop has a new spring drink menu. Try the spring Red Bull with raspberry, peach, and French vanilla syrup, and top it off with heavy cream. Yum! Come see us from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays. Find our Saturday schedule on Facebook. Try our new drinks and see our new comfy, cozy clothing collections. The Flair Boutique of New Rockford is located on Central Avenue in New Rockford.
How do you know what your planting population should be? I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed Company. Population is important in the health of both corn and soybean crops. In corn, a good rule of thumb is to look at bushels of yield per 1,000 seeds planted. Unless you're yielding more than 10 bushels per 1,000, we don't recommend increasing your population. Soybeans, on the other hand, thrive when planted thicker in lighter soils, dry areas, and with heavy weed pressure. For answers to all the agronomic questions you have related to seed, contact your Hefty agronomist today.
This is Zach Folson, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. What do many of our nation's attorneys, politicians, and actors have in common? They probably became articulate and persuasive by honing these skills in high school speech and debate competition. Every society needs leaders. High School Forensics certainly does its share to train leaders for tomorrow. High school activities and academics make great curriculum partners.
A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Surety Title Company is dedicated to protecting New Rockford families with a price you can afford with professional service. Visit their office at 102 3rd Avenue Southeast or call 701-947-2446. Servicing New Rockford and the entire Eddy County region, Surety Title Company may be able to help you with all your abstracting needs in New Rockford. Professional agents are trained to research your property's title. Surety Title Company would like to wish New Rockford Cheyenne good luck.
As the kids say these days, it is lit inside the Devil's Lake Sports Center. The teams have been introduced. The winner of this game gets to wait until Saturday night to find out who they will play to open the state tournament.
Administrative technical assessed against the Rockets.
And there was a technical foul assessed in pregame to New Rockford Cheyenne. So Grant Costley will shoot two free throws. The first one is short. The second one for Costley is short, and here we go. Well, that is about as inauspicious a start as you can have to a basketball game. Eagles will have the first possession, moving left to right, and away we go in the regional championship. New Rockford Cheyenne in a zone. On the right side, a three is long. Backside rebound, deflects, and is taken in by the Eagles. Second chance at it for Caden Moore. Moore, right side, goes into the corner. Gets it back out of the key. Left side, Grant Costley. Gives it to Moore. Down the lane, banks it in. 2-0 North Border on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Against the man-to-man, Easton Simon. Simon has it stripped, gets it back, goes to Bennett Meyer right side. Coach Cook trying to call something, but you can't hardly hear in here. Straight away. Simon gets baseline, wraparound reverse layup, doesn't go. Rebound taken in by Brody Berg on the move. Right side, it's with Moore. Straight away, driving left, Schaefer. Deflected ball, comes up top and a chance to set it up. A three is long, rebound Simon. One of the North Border players jammed a shoulder down the left side. Easton bends, offensive foul. And a turnover gives it back to North Border. Holding his left shoulder is Grant Costley. He's just letting it dangle a little bit, and he's not using it at all. Makes the pass straight away. Right side, it's Weston Costley. Left wing, Grant. Straight away, Moore. Grant left side against his zone. 2-0 North Border. Left wing. Driving in, Grant Costley. He's fouled by Kyler Jacobson. His first, team second. North Border with the ball and a 2-0 lead on the side. Schaefer. Right side, it's Grant Costley. Straight away, they swing it left side. Here's a three that's good for Weston. 5-0 Eagles, a minute 45 in. Easton Menz gives Easton Simon. Against the man-to-man right side, Cage Wolford. Turns down the Meyer screen, gives it to Meyer. Fakes a three, drives left, steps back, goes back to Wolford. Up top, Easton Simon drives right, gets baseline, gets trapped. Up top, it's with Ben, seven to shoot. Jacobson in the lane, puts it up, missed it. Rebound out of bounds, saved into Moore. And a foul behind the play on Wolford. Third team foul on New Rockford Cheyenne. 14 foul. Not the start Tyler Cook was looking for. 5-0 Eagles, and they have the basketball, 2:20 in on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. A deep three, splash! Timeout, New Rockford Cheyenne. A send-back timeout. It is 8-0 North Border, and Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Make sure to visit Warren Implement of Cheyenne, your local leader when it comes to farm equipment. Serving Cheyenne since 1965, Warren Implement is a proud dealer for Massey Ferguson Gleaner Combines, Wilrich, Summers, and Morris. Don't forget they also offer parts and service. Warren Implement is dedicated to serve the Cheyenne area and has the latest line of equipment for all your farming and ranching needs. Your friends at Warren Implement of Cheyenne are proud to support the team and fans in today's game.
There's been big runs against New Rockford Cheyenne in the first quarter of both of their games. 10-0 run Langdon that extended out to 20-4 on Monday. And then on Tuesday, a 13-4 run for Warwick. Here it's 8-0 in favor of North Border. Straight away, Bennett Meyer looks for the back cut. And Simon's got to throw it off of Grant Costley and out of bounds. 5:18 to go in the opening frame. Kyler Jacobson straight away for Wolford. Right side, Simon. Down low towards Jacobson off his hands, but off of the hands of Cade Schaefer as well. And out of bounds, it'll stay with the Rockets. It's 8-0 North Border. Simon throws deep to Wolford. Down low, Bennett Meyer, a right-handed shot that goes in. And finally, the Rockets are on the board. They trail it 8-2 on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Other end, Caden Moore. Straight away, Grant Costley at 30 feet. Costley for the Eagles. Around a screen, goes up top for Bird. Right side. They swing it left wing corner. This is Weston Costley. Has his pass deflected and is picked off by Easton Simon. Numbers the other way. Simon drives in, lays it up. Got blocked, got fouled before the shot. And the foul is on Brody Berg, his first. Team's first. Baseline inbound, Easton Simon, 4:32 of the first on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. 8-2 North Border. Left wing, Simon has it stripped away by Grant or by Weston Costley. Here's Grant the other way, kicks it corner three. Caden Moore, 11-2 Eagles. Bennett Meyer gives to Easton Benz. Here's Simon around a curl, fires from the elbow, short, rebound, deflects down to Schaefer, up ahead. The right-handed layup goes for Costley. 13-2 North Border, halfway through the first quarter on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Simon, left wing, Wolford, dribbles right, picks it up. Goes up top, Kyler Jacobson, back to Wolford, around a screen, gets down the lane. Wolford spins, kicks, Simon drives in, Simon fouled on the floor. No, on the shot, he's fouled. And it's the second on Brody Berg. Free throws for Easton Simon in a 13-2 game with 3:30 to play in the first quarter. Simon fires and the junior spins it home. 13-3. Second one upcoming. It's good, 13-4. Can they just settle down a little bit? Straight away, Grant Costley. Costley, a left-hand dribble against what is now a man-to-man. They've shot him out of the zone already. Wide open, Grant Costley lays it in. He came off a screen and was wide open. It's 15-4. On the right side, it's Wolford down to Meyer. Bennett works his way in. Jumper short. Rebound taken in by Weston Costley. And here's Grant the other way. 15-4 North Border. Grant drives, kicks, head of the key, three, a little long. Rebound, Kyler Jacobson. Here come the Rockets, down by 11. It's a three for Meyer that's short. And the rebound comes down to Caden Moore. Eagles from left to right. Moore a three. He hits. Timeout, New Rockford Cheyenne. It's 18-4 on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. A send-back timeout. Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Haley's Auto Repair in New Rockford wishes the team good luck. Located at 625 First Avenue North. Haley's Auto Repair is the go-to where service is the difference. They have the best service hands down. They'll do the work correctly and only charge you for what is needed. No blinker fluid charges from these guys. You need your vehicle worked on. Choose a repair shop you can trust. Give Haley's Auto Repair a call. 701-652-5787.
Well, it looks like one of these teams have spent time as number one earlier this year right now. North Border 18, New Rockford Cheyenne 4, Tyler Cook already out of 30-second Sendak timeouts. 2:25 to go in the quarter. New Rockford Cheyenne needs something to go right. Easton Simon. Right side, Cage Walford. Up top, Simon. takes a three, drives left, is cut off, gives to Thomas Almaris into the game for the first time. Down to Bennett Meyer. Kick out. Simon on the baseline. Drives. Hangs and can't hit. Offensive rebound. Meyer. Kick. Wolford. Three. There you go. There's a good thing. Cage Wolford with a triple. It's 18-7 Eagles. At the other end, Grant Costley. Left side, Brody Berg, who stays in with two fouls. Straight away, the ball knocked away. It's stolen by Bennett Meyer, who will lay it up and miss it. Got caught between a layup and a dunk. Rebound, North Border, and a travel. Travel called on Costley, and Meyer got caught between a layup and a dunk and missed off the front of the rim. Garrett Willits is in for the first time. 6'3", sophomore forward. Rockets have it down 11. Here's Bennett Meyer. Left side, Cage Wolford into the corner for Thomas Almaris. Back to Wolford. Here's Simon. 1:15 to play in the first. Wolford for the Rockets. Steps through, goes up top, knocked away. Picked up by Benz. Skip it. Simon, three. Good. The lead is down to eight. 18-10. With the final minute still to be played here in this first quarter on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. A three is short. Rebound deflected to Simon. Up ahead, Almaris. And Thomas Almaris will lay it up and miss it. They've missed two bunnies. Rebound Eagles. At the other end, a steal and a foul on Caden Moore, his first. Eagles by eight. The Rockets are missing some zero-foot shots. Eagles 18-10. There's really no difference in the clocks. About a four-tenths of a second difference. Almaris right side. Throws it away. Right to Schaefer and then taken back. Here's Simon, skipping, Easton Benz. Thought about a three, didn't take it, goes up top to Simon. No shot clock now. Simon drives the lane, hangs, kicks, Almaris, three, off the mark, rebound, Schaefer. Eagles with five, Eagles with four across the timeline, around a screen. Costley lost it, Simon 60-footer short, and that's how the quarter ends. With the score after one, North Border 18, New Rockford Cheyenne 10, the Region 2B Championship continues in a moment.
Are you looking forward to the Cheyenne Stampede like the rest of us? Stampede will be on August 16, 2025 with the fun activities we always look forward to. Rodeo during the day, concert that night. The Cheyenne Stampede and Cheyenne Stampede NDRA Rodeo, presented by the Cheyenne Rodeo Club. Keep listening. Find out more information as we get closer to the dates. August 6, 2025, Cheyenne Stampede in Cheyenne, North Dakota. See you there, partner.
Don Howard Diesel, located at 20 10th Street South in New Rockford, is your local family-owned diesel repair shop. Capable of troubleshooting and diagnostics, Don Howard Diesel gives you top-quality service and affordable prices. Don Howard Diesel is the best choice for diesel repair. We pride ourselves in our excellent customer service, and we fix everything right the first time. Give us a call at 701-947-2285 to make your diesel appointment today.
The loser of this game will play the Lamore Litchfield Marion Lobos for a spot in the state tournament. LLM got by Medina Pingree Buchanan 43-40 in Jamestown. West Hope Newburgh beat Belva 62-51. Second quarter, here we go. Rockets down eight. It's Bennett Meyer to Easton Simon. Up top, Wolford drives right, gets inside. Wolford throws it up. No, but the putback for Bennett Meyer. It's 18-12, and this is an 8-0 run for New Rockford Cheyenne. straight away. Schaefer, deflected ball, finds Costley in the corner. That's Grant. Gets a screen, Grant Costley. Goes up top for Schaefer, left side. This is Weston Costley. He's down the lane with a deflected pass. Up top, Grant. Ball fakes, goes down low. Kick out, open three. Good, beautiful ball movement. Caden Moore, 21-12 Eagles. On the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard, a minute into the second. Easton Simon, right side Walford. Bounces one to Simon. Up top Walford. Down to Meyer. One dribble, spins, stolen away. Stolen by Moore. At the other end, Grant Costley. Gets a screen, gets downhill, and gets fouled by Bennett Meyer. His first. And in for the first time, Alex Weisenberger, the 6'2 junior forward.
Alex Weisenberger in for the Rockets.
6:33 to go, first half on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. North Border 21, New Rockford Cheyenne 12. Here's a three, that's good. Four threes for Gate 4, 24-12. On the right side, bends Weisenberger down towards Bennett Meyer. Skip it up top. Driving in Simon. Gives to Walford. Down to Weisenberger. Fires back out to Walford. Up top Simon. And he's hand checked by Grant Costley. His first.
Also number 11, Grant Costley. That is his first team foul.
And the first on the team in this second quarter. Coming up at halftime, a full look at what Saturday is looking like and a look at the scoreboard. Weisenberger, left side, a three for Benz is long. Backside rebound, Schaefer at the other end. Why not? Here's Moore down the lane, lays it in. He's got 16. And it's 26-12, matching the biggest lead, and this is an 8-0 run. Up top, Meyer a three. Long rebound, Moore. Up ahead with numbers, Grant Costley. Spins, stolen. At the other end, Bennett Meyer will lay it up and miss it, but draw the foul on Costley. His second. Bennett shoots two. Right now, the story of this game is Caden Moore. He's got four threes. He's got 16 points. Free throws for Meyer. His first one is going to roll home. Spun around the rim a few times and then rolled home. 26-13, and in for the first time, Sean Reimke, a 6'2 junior forward. He's in for Walford. Second free throw. Wide right. Rebound taken in by Berg. 26-13 Eagles. On the left side. Holding it is Berg. He'll pop a three. Long air ball. Backside rebound. Timeout is called. Timeout. Sendak timeout called by Grant Costley. We will take it as well. 5:05 of the first half, 26-13 North Border, and Rockets basketball from the Region 2 Championship continues in a moment.
In today's market, matching agriculture supply with demand seems simple enough, but officially connecting producers and consumers in the global market has become increasingly complex. Columbia Grain has the resources to get the job done and to get it done well. They focus on the farm, have strong presence in the grain community led by experienced management team, and have real commitment to the community. Call 947-2560 in New Rockford and Carrington. Visit ColumbiaGrain.com for more info.
A little more information on what happened in Jamestown. Mason Workin hit a three at the buzzer to beat Medina Pingree Buchanan, 43-40. So Lamore to Saturday against the loser of this one. Here's another three for Moore. Surprise, surprise, it didn't go in. Rebound Easton Simon. On the right side, Moore gets a steal, but then he travels. And it goes back to New Rockford Cheyenne. So the loser of this game plays Lamoore Litchfield Marion at 7 p.m. If it is New Rockford Cheyenne, we've got it for you on Thunder Country 98.3. But if the Rockets can come back and win this, they won't need that game. On the left side, Simon, lob, put up and missing is Meyer. Foul called on Reinke.
Number 1, John Reinke, first personal, Rockets second.
Second team foul, 4:35 and counting, first half on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard, 26-13 North Border. Grant Costley is hand-checked by Alex Weisenberger. His
number
first.
Number 15, Alex Weisenberger, first personal, third team foul.
If this result holds, it is a rematch of last year's state qualifier, in which Lamoore won behind the brilliance of Max Muslin. Up top, Schaefer. On the right side, holding is Grant Costley. He goes up top for Schaefer, 20 to shoot. Schaefer, a three. Long rebound, Bennett Meyer. Not a great shot. Here's Easton Simon. Right side to Benz, back for Simon. Left side, Reimke. Down to Bennett Meyer, who spins, hooks, and scores. Bennett Meyer with six. It's 26-15, North Border. Here's Grant Costley around a screen. Costley crosses over, down the lane, leaves it to the elbow. A jumper for Bird. Brody Bird's first basket, 28-15 Eagles. Reimke right side, spins, gives to Simon, up top Benz. Back for Simon, his three is wide left, rebound Bennett Meyer. Second chance for the Rockets, who are down 13. And a deflected ball comes to Reimke and now to Easton Simon. Left side, Benz. Up top, Reimke. Reimke drives right, gets down the lane, throws it up, missed it long. Rebound deflects down to Grant Costley. Here he comes, Costley. Right side, another three. That one's long for Moore. Rebound down to Easton Simon. New Rockford Cheyenne want to cut this under 10 by halftime. It's Weisenberger to Simon, who's down the lane and got fouled. They had a couple to give, so it's a baseline inbound. But that is the third on Grant Costley.
Back in the game for the Rockets, number 21, Kyler Jacobson.
Kyler Jacobson is back in, as is Garrett Willis. He's in for the foul-stricken Grant Costley. Baseline inbound, it's Benz to Simon. Down the lane, it's Bennett Meyer who floats it in. And it's 28-17 as Meyer has eight. 2:35 to go first half, North Border 28, New Rockford Cheyenne 17. You are listening to the 2025 Region 2B Championship from Devil's Lake. B.J. Walters with you. The winner to the state tournament, the loser faces Lamoore for a berth on Saturday night. And getting inside to bank it in is Cade Schaefer. It's 30-17. Easton Simon gives to Reimke. Pick and roll deflected and stolen by Willits. 2 minutes left in the half. Driving right is Moore. Gives it to Weston Costley down the lane. It's popped high into the air and Willits retrieves it. And then it's saved in, but it goes out of bounds. Heck of an effort by Easton Benz. And back in is Cage Wolford for Sean Reimke. No reset of the shot clock. 18 to shoot, 146 and a half. Coming up at halftime, stats and scores from around North Dakota. Head of the key, Moore. Moore drives left, stops, gives it. Mid-post Schaefer. Up top, Willits, left wing Berg. Berg drives baseline, gets baseline, and lays it home. It's the biggest lead of the half, 32-17. Eagles on top. It's Simon holding. Finds Jacobson. Simon drives left, got fouled. That was the last one to give, and the second on Caden Moore.
Number two, Caden Moore, that would be his second.
32-17, North Border, final 70 seconds of the half. New Rockford Cheyenne with the ball. Easton Simon gives to Easton Benz right side as they run their offense. Simon around a screen by Meyer, pick and pop with Bennett, who fires a three. Short, rebound, Meyer spins, finds Wolford for three. Yes! Paige Wolford with a couple of those, 32-20. There's a 13-second difference in the clocks. Around a screen, Moore down the lane, puts it up, puts it in. Moore with 18, 34-20 Eagles. Holding for one, New Rockford Cheyenne. Easton Simon to Bennett Meyer, way up top, back to Simon with 12. Simon, around a screen by Wolford, gives to Cage. 6 seconds, 4 seconds, Simon, 2 seconds, gets inside, kicks, corner, three, bends, no, put back, not in time. Oh my goodness. No, the officials are going to get together, and that is, there's no way that should count. There's no way that should count, and it wasn't even close. The far side official says it counts. There's no way. There is no way. It counts. That is a bad miss. That is a bad miss. New Rockford Cheyenne will take it, but that is a really bad miss. And at halftime, our score, North Border 34, New Rockford Cheyenne 22. And our halftime report is next when this 2B championship continues in a moment.
Dakota Regional Medical Center of New Rockford offers medical treatment by nurse practitioner Liza Eastus. Liza has over 15 years experience in the medical field and 3-plus years as a nurse practitioner. She can help with primary and chronic care needs, lab services, blood work, and DOT physicals. She is available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at DRMC in New Rockford. Give her a call at 701-947-2042 to make an appointment or visit DakotaRegional.com.
Napa of New Rockford is your local do-it-best store. Napa wants to welcome the New Rockford Rockets to the game and to wish them luck today. Napa Auto Parts continues to connect professional automotive technicians, at-home mechanics, and everyday drivers with quality parts, aftermarket accessories, and car care products to keep their vehicles and garage equipment performing safely and efficiently. Come see Todd today at Napa of New Rockford, your local do-it-best location.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
How do you know what your planting population should be? I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed Company. Population is important in the health of both corn and soybean crops. In corn, a good rule of thumb is to look at bushels of yield per 1,000 seeds planted. Unless you're yielding more than 10 bushels per 1,000, we don't recommend increasing your population. Soybeans, on the other hand, thrive when planted thicker in lighter soils, dry areas, and with heavy weed pressure. For answers to all the agronomic questions you have related to seed, contact your Hefty agronomist today.
The Flair Boutique of New Rockford would like to wish the boys good luck in today's game. The Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop has a new spring drink menu. Try the spring Red Bull with raspberry, peach, and French vanilla syrup, and top it off with heavy cream. Yum! Come see us from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays. Find our Saturday schedule on Facebook. Try our new drinks and see our new comfy, cozy clothing collections. The Flair Boutique of New Rockford is located on Central Avenue in New Rockford.
We have reached halftime of this 2025 Region 2B Boys Basketball Championship game with the score, the North Border Eagles 34, and by hook or by crook, the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets 22. Welcome in to the Devil's Lake Sports Center. The officials are human. They're going to mess up from time to time. That was a mess up. That simple. Rockets won't care, but that was a mess up. Let's give you the scoring in our first half. What a half for Caden Moore. 18 points, including four threes for North Border. Five for Weston Cosley, five for Grant Cosley, four for Brody Bird, and two for Cade Schaefer. For New Rockford Cheyenne, only three players have scored. 11 for Bennett Meyer, 6 for Cage Walford, 5 for Easton Simon. No ties, no lead changes. The largest lead was 32-17. When we come back, a look at what else is going on, including a crazy ending that saved Lamore's season. We'll talk about that when Rockets basketball continues in a moment.
Don Howard Diesel, located at 20 10th Street South in New Rockford, is your local family-owned diesel repair shop. Capable of troubleshooting and diagnostics, Don Howard Diesel gives you top-quality service and affordable prices. Don Howard Diesel is the best choice for diesel repair. We pride ourselves in our excellent customer service, and we fix everything right the first time. Give us a call at 701-947-2285 to make your diesel appointment today.
In today's market, matching agriculture supply with demand seems simple enough, but efficiently connecting producers and consumers in the global market has become increasingly complex. Columbia Grain has the resources to get the job done and to get it done well. They focus on the farm, have strong presence in the grain community led by experienced management team, and have real commitment to the community. Call 947-2560 in New Rockford and Carrington. Visit ColumbiaGrain.com for more info.
Dakota Regional Medical Center of New Rockford offers medical treatment by nurse practitioner Liza Eastus. Liza has over 15 years experience in the medical field and 3+ years as a nurse practitioner. She can help with primary and chronic care needs, lab services, blood work, and DOT physicals. She is available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at DRMC in New Rockford. Give her a call at 701-947-2042 to make an appointment or visit dakotaregional.com.
Napa of New Rockford is your local Do It Best store. Napa wants to welcome the New Rockford Rockets to the game and wish them luck today. Napa Auto Parts continues to connect professional automotive technicians, at-home mechanics, and everyday drivers with quality parts, aftermarket accessories, and car care products to keep their vehicles and garage equipment performing safely and efficiently. Come see Todd today at Napa of New Rockford, your local Do It Best location.
Surety Title Company is dedicated to protecting New Rockford families with a price you can afford with professional service. Visit their office at 102 3rd Avenue Southeast or call 701-947-2446. Servicing New Rockford and the entire Eddy County region, Surety Title Company may be able to help you with all your abstracting needs in New Rockford. Professional agents are trained to research your property's title. Surety Title Company would like to wish New Rockford Cheyenne good luck.
34-22 at halftime in favor of North Border. What else has gone on tonight? Well, in the Jamestown Civic Center, the loser of this game is going to play Lamore Litchfield Marion after Mason Workin hit a three at the buzzer to eliminate Medina Pingree Buchanan at the buzzer of the fourth quarter. What a shot by the junior Mason Workin. Take that back. He's a sophomore. Sophomore Mason Workin for New Rockford Cheyenne. earlier tonight, Midway Minto over Warwick, 73-36. West Hope Newburgh in Region 3, 62-51 over Velva. And Garrison over Bowman County, 68-51. The second half is next when this Region 2B championship continues in a moment.
Make sure to visit Warren Implement of Cheyenne, your local leader when it comes to farm equipment. Serving Cheyenne since 1965, Warren Implement is a proud dealer for Massey Ferguson Gleaner Combines, Wilrich, Summers, and Morris. Don't forget they also offer parts and service. Warren Implement is dedicated to serve the Cheyenne area and has the latest line of equipment for all your farming and ranching needs. Your friends at Warren Implement of Cheyenne are proud to support the team and fans in today's game.
Haley's Auto Repair in New Rockford wishes the team good luck. Located at 625 First Avenue North, Haley's Auto Repair is the go-to where service is the difference. They have the best service hands down. They'll do the work correctly and only charge you for what is needed. No blinker fluid charges from these guys. You need your vehicle worked on. Choose a repair shop you can trust. Give Haley's Auto Repair a call. 701-652-5787.
Are you looking forward to the Cheyenne Stampede like the rest of us? Stampede will be on August 16, 2025 with the fun activities we always look forward to. Rodeo during the day, concert that night. The Cheyenne Stampede and Cheyenne Stampede NDRA Rodeo, presented by the Cheyenne Rodeo Club. Keep listening. Find out more information as we get closer to the dates. August 6, 2025, Cheyenne Stampede in Cheyenne, North Dakota. See you there, partner.
Second half of action about ready to commence here in Devil's Lake. It is 34-22. I'd love to tell you that's the biggest miss I've seen this year, but we're still trying to find 2 points that Thompson scored 2 weeks ago in the girls' regional tournament that were never scored. So I've seen a thing or two this year. I've seen a thing or two. It will be North Border basketball to begin the second quarter. The second half, I should say. And here we go. Third quarter. You know what? Aside from that goofy ending, North Border played a pretty perfect first half. On the right side, Cade Schaefer. Straight away. Right wing. It's with Brody Berg. Berg gives to Schaefer. Kick out. Right side. Driving in. Caden Moore puts it up. No, but a foul on Easton Benz. And Moore shoots a pair.
Foul number 22, Easton Benz, second personal, first team foul. Moore to the line.
First free throw misses wide right. Second one rolls in. 19 for Caden Moore. 35-22 on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop third quarter scoreboard. Simon, right side for Benz. Up top, Walford. Cage dribbles right. Goes up top for Easton Simon. In the corner, Kyler Jacobson straight away. Meyer up top for Simon. Walford around a screen. Simon fakes a three. Gives back to Walford. Here's Easton Benz, stripped of the basketball, recovers it, and throws it off of himself. A turnover. It goes back to North Border, up by 13, a minute into the third. On the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard, left wing, Brody Berg. Up top, Caden Moore. Right wing, wide, open three, costly, way long, wow. Sometimes you have too much time to think about it. Rebound on the run. Cage Walford all the way. Offensive foul on Walford. his second.
House number 20, Cole Trafford, his second team foul.
Porter with the ball at the head of the key, driving right, Costly into the corner. That's an offensive foul on Costly. And that is Grant Costly's fourth foul.
Fouls on number 11, Grant Costly, fourth personal, first team foul.
And here comes Garrett Willits for Grant Costly.
Garrett Willits in for the Eagles.
35-22 North Border. Easton Simon across the timeline. Left wing, it's Easton Benz. Up top, Kyler Jacobson. Wraparound feed picked off, intercepted by Willits. Here comes North Border with a 13-point lead at 35-22. 6:05 of the third on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Schaefer. Up top, wide open, driving right is Moore. Dumps it down low. Berg is blocked. Blocked by Bennett Meyer. At the other end, Easton Simon crosses over. Simon down to Kyler Jacobson, who throws it up and missed it short. Put back Meyer. No. Gets it back. Tries again. Misses again. Meyer taps it wide. Rebound Weston Costly. At the other end, Weston Costly for three. Got it. 38-22 North Border. Easton Simon the other way, drives left, head of the key, kicks it up top. A three for Benz is the answer. 38-25. North Border by 13 and with the ball. Up top, a three, Schaefer. Long rebound, tapped out of bounds. It'll go to New Rockford Cheyenne. 4:58 to play, third quarter. Eagles have controlled it throughout. They started off 8-0, and it has never been closer. Simon dribbles left, drives down the lane, spins, leans, shoots, and scores.
Easton Simon for two.
Simon with seven. It's 38-27. And at the other end, driving right, Moore. He fires and banks it short. Rebound Rockets. They can cut it to single digits. Here's Simon driving in. Simon up and in. 9-point game. And a send-back timeout called by North Border. 4:23 to go in the third. Eagles 38, Rockets 29. And this Region 2B championship continues in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
The Flair Boutique of New Rockford would like to wish the boys good luck in today's game. The Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop has a new spring drink menu. Try the spring Red Bull with raspberry, peach, and French vanilla syrup, and top it off with heavy cream. Yum! Come see us from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays. Find our Saturday schedule on Facebook. Try our new drinks and see our new comfy, cozy clothing collections. The Flair Boutique of New Rockford is located on Central Avenue in New Rockford.
Rockets on a 7-0 run. They've cut the lead to 38-29 North Border. With 4:23 to play in the third quarter. Eagles with the basketball, moving right to left across your radio dial and internet stream and smart device. Up top, it's with Schaefer. Right wing, Weston Costly. Here's Berg, left side, Willits. Back for Berg, who crosses over. Once Willits instead. It's Costly in the short corner going up top for Schaefer. Five to shoot. Schaefer drives right. Kicks to the corner. Offensive foul, Schaefer. And here come the Rockets.
That's number 33, Caden Schaefer. First personal, second team foul.
It is a 9-point game, and the Rockets can cut into it a little bit more here. On the left side, Jacobson drives, spins, got held, hand checked. And that also is on Schaefer, his second. And Kyler Jacobson has to be careful. He was just clapping in the face of Schaefer. You don't want to stunt the momentum you've got right now on a 7-0 run. Jacobson had it poked out of bounds by Schaefer into the New Rockford Cheyenne student section, which is where the next inbounds will come from for Bennett Meyer, right in front of his student section. And the ball knocked out of bounds again, this time by Moore. Man, they don't let you get the ball in easy. Around a screen, Easton Simon steps back, gives to Wolford on the baseline. Wraparound feed off the hands of Jacobson. And a foul is called on Jacobson.
That's number 21.
As he fouled Schaefer.
Second personal, third team foul.
38-29, North Border. 3:20 to play in the third. And North Border with a basketball against a man-to-man defense. On the right elbow, this is Brody Berg. Spins right, gets inside, fadeaway jumper short, rebound deflects down to Bennett Meyer. Here comes Easton Simon down by 9. Simon drives right, spins left, spins right, gets baseline. He's cut off. Wraparound feed down low, layup no for Wolford. Back up, he's fouled, he'll shoot 2. The third foul on Caden Moore. Free throws for Cage Wolford. First one. Spins out. 38-29. Alex Weisenberger back in for Kyler Jacobson. Second free throw. 38-30 as he tickles some twine with it. This is as close as it's been since 8-0. And this is a 8-0 run over 4 minutes. On the left side, holding is Weston Cosley. Pick and roll play. Down low, kick out right side. Driving, skipping, Berg, wide open three, Cosley. Three in the key called, it goes the other way. They called it on Schaefer, and the Rockets can cut it to 6 or maybe even 5. That call at the end of the first half has changed the game. A little bit at least. 38-30. Simon straight away for Benz to fire a 3. Off the front of the rim. Rebound. Wolford back up. No. And Berg takes it in. He's fouled by Wolford. His third. Team's fourth.
Third personal, fourth team foul.
Eagles trying to extend back out to a double-digit lead. They've only scored 4 points in the quarter. It was the first four, followed by 8 in a row for New Rockford Cheyenne. Around a screen, Schaefer. He's got Weisenberger on him. Schaefer. A corner three is long. Rebound backside, Costly. Loose ball on the floor. Still loose. Held ball. It goes to New Rockford Cheyenne.
Possession to the Rockets.
They are only down 8. Here is Easton Simon. Simon goes left wing. Easton bends around a Bennett Meyer screen. He gives to Meyer, who fakes a three. Meyer drives right down the lane. Kick out. Bends three. Long. Rebound. Weston Costley. 8-point game. Drive and give by Berg. The layup for Willits won't go. Rebound Easton Simon. And here come the Rockets, still down by eight on an 8-0 run over the last 5 minutes. Simon drives left, spins right. Traveled. Turnover. 107 of the third. 38-30 North Boiler. On the right side, around a screen is Moore. On the left side, Costley. Gets down the lane. Costley lost the ball momentarily. Loses it again. Comes out wide. It's Berg, right wing, a three. Long rebound. Deflects to Berg, who's down the lane. Berg throws up a wild shot. Doesn't go. Rebound Bennett Meyer. The Rockets are probably going to be in this thing going to the fourth quarter. Easton Simon. Right side, Paige Walford. Around a screen to Weisenberger. 2 second difference in the clocks. Make it three. Up top, Simon to Benz. Simon, left side, drives the lane. Simon up, no. And the ball deflects down to Moore. 5 seconds, 3 seconds, Moore down the right side. Moore hoists a three. No, and that's the quarter. We go to the fourth quarter with the score on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. North Porter 38, New Rockford Giant 30, and this 2B championship continues in a moment.
How do you know what your planting population should be? I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed Company. Population is important in the health of both corn and soybean crops. In corn, a good rule of thumb is to look at bushels of yield per 1,000 seeds planted. Unless you're yielding more than 10 bushels per 1,000, we don't recommend increasing your population. Soybeans, on the other hand, thrive when planted thicker in lighter soils, dry areas, and with heavy weed pressure. For answers to all the agronomic questions you have related to seed, contact your Hefty agronomist today.
This is Rob Kuhneman of Fargo, a current Big Ten, Summit League, and Mid-American Conference basketball official. Why officiate? Almost every referee will tell you it keeps them involved in the game, and they know a lot more about it. If you're a high school athlete or just out of school and want to stay in the game, call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activity Association at 701-845-3953. It's that easy.
A message from the NDHSAA and this radio station.
We go to the fourth quarter of this 2B championship game. Grant Costley returns with four fouls. North Porter with the ball. They have not scored in 6 minutes. 38-30 they lead. Here's Grant Costley. Dribbles left. Gives up top Caden Moore. Right side. Back up top. Costley. Drives in, kick, Schaefer, three, long, rebound, Simon. The drought continues for North Porter. Here comes Easton's Benz. On the left side, driving in is Walford. Gets it off, and Meyer lays it in. It's a 6-point game. It's a 10-0 run for the Rockets. 38-32. Around a screen is Moore. Drives right, kicks to the corner. A Berg three is off the mark. Rebound Simon. They are ice cold, the Eagles. Ice, ice, ice cold. Simon. Meyer drives left, shuffles it off. Weisenberger missed it. Rebound Grant Costley. Costley at the other end. Stops, spins, kicks, left side. Wide open three, Wyatt. Not even close. I cannot believe how ice cold the Eagles are. Here's Easton Simon. Up top, Walford, left wing bends. Here's Simon. to the right elbow. Finds Wolford up top. Bends, drives, kicks, left side. Simon fakes a 3-10 to shoot. Simon gets inside, floats it in. 4-point game. A 12-0 run and a 38-34 fourth quarter score. Grant Costley, left side Brody Berg, down low. Wyatt Costley is blocked, or Weston Costley is blocked by Meyer. Here come the Rockets down by four. It's Simon, crosses over, goes right. Easton carried a turnover. And Kyler Jacobson's back in for Alex Weisenberger.
In for Rockets.
38-34 on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop fourth quarter scoreboard with 5:48 to play. Eagles haven't scored in a whole quarter. It's been 8 minutes since they scored a point. 38-34. Left side, Berg. Straight away, they go right side to Grant Costley. He wants Weston up top. Weston Costley lost the basketball. Got it off to Schaefer. Here's Grant with 12 to shoot. Grant Costley down the lane. Kick it out. Left side. Extra pass. Layup. Finally they score. Timeout. Eagles. Brody Berg lays it home. 40-34 and a Sendak timeout. We'll take it as well. 5:17 left. New Rockford Cheyenne down 6 and Rocket basketball continues in a moment.
Surety Title Company is dedicated to protecting New Rockford families with a price you can afford with professional service. Visit their office at 102 3rd Avenue Southeast or call 701-947-2446. Servicing New Rockford and the entire Eddy County region, Surety Title Company may be able to help you with all your abstracting needs in New Rockford. Professional agents are trained to research your property's title. Surety Title Company would like to wish New Rockford Cheyenne good luck.
Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
Rockets are trying to come back from a 16-point second half deficit. They're down 40-34 with 5:17 remaining. And they have the basketball. It's Easton Benz against this man-to-man. He's picked up by Grant Costley. In the left wing corner, Cage Wolford. Down low to a wide open Bennett Meyer who got blocked. He got blocked out of bounds. It'll stay at this end. Easton Simon to trigger the inbounds. 5:03 left. 6-point game. The winner to state, the loser faces Lemoore Saturday night at 7 in the Shack to go to state. Bennett Meyer gets inside and misses. Got it back. Back up. Missed again. Cage Wolford puts it up. No. My goodness. Rebound Schaefer. If they lose this game, Tyler Cook is going to look directly at the bunnies that they have missed. Costley dumps it down low and the shot is missed. Offensive rebound from Moore, who missed a shot. Schaefer, kick out, reset. 4:25 to play. Grant Costley is reached in on by Bennett Meyer, his second. First team foul.
Number five, Bennett Meyer, second personal, first team foul.
If you're New Rockford Cheyenne, play aggressive defense. You need to get some fouls just in case. Driving right, and a foul is called on Benz. Free throws for Moore. Third foul on Benz. The free throw is good, 41-34, and 20 points for Caden Moore. Second one spins out. Rebound, Easton Benz. Here he comes for the Rockets. Down by 7. On the left side, Wolford. has it poked free and stolen. Weston Cosley. Weston the other way. Spins and gives to Schaefer. Up top, driving left. Moore down the lane. Extra pass. Bird. Timeout, New Rockford Cheyenne. A Syndak timeout with the score. North Porter 43, New Rockford Cheyenne 34, 3:56 left on the Blair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. The 2BU title game continues in a moment.
Make sure to visit Warren Implement of Cheyenne, your local leader when it comes to farm equipment. Serving Cheyenne since 1965, Warren Implement is a proud dealer for Massey Ferguson Gleaner Combines, Wilrich, Summers, and Morris. Don't forget they also offer parts and service. Warren Implement is dedicated to serve the Cheyenne area and has the latest line of equipment for all your farming and ranching needs. Your friends at Warren Implement of Cheyenne are proud to support the team and fans in today's game.
Haley's Auto Repair in New Rockford wishes the team good luck. Located at 625 First Avenue North, Haley's Auto Repair is the go-to where service is the difference. They have the best service hands down. They'll do the work correctly and only charge you for what is needed. No blinker fluid charges from these guys. You need your vehicle worked on. Choose a repair shop you can trust. Give Haley's Auto Repair a call. 701-652-5787.
Rockets are down 9 again, 43-34, with 3:56 left in this B2 championship. They do have the basketball moving left to right across your radio dial and internet stream. Here's Easton Benz. Goes right side to the re-entered Thomas Almaris. Right wing, Walford. Up top for Simon. He steps back and gives to Walford. Right side, Almaris at 17 feet. Back to Walford. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Almaris to a basket cutting Simon, whose jumper is long. Rebound, Bennett Meyer, and he's fouled. On the baseline, the foul is called. The third on Brody Bird.
21, Brody Bird, third personal. First team foul.
First team foul of the fourth quarter. Both teams have two timeouts, and the possession arrow is with the Rockets. Off the inbound, Almaris to Walford. Thought about a three, drives right, takes it to the 10, puts it up, puts it in. Paige Walford with nine. 43-36 at the other end. Here's Grant Cosley, 3:05 to play. North Porter the ball, North Porter 43-36 on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. Post entry knocked away. It comes to Berg. They call a foul on Almaris. His first.
Comes to number 14, Thomas Almaris. First personal, third team foul.
Grant Cosley to trigger the inbound to Schaefer. On the left side, Cosley gets to 15 feet, finds a basket-cutting Berg, who can't finish but draws the foul. And it's again on Almaris, his second.
14, Thomas Almaris, second.
Berg shoots two. He has not been to the line tonight.
Number 21, Brody Berg.
The free throw is good, 44-36. North Border. The second one is good, 45-36. Here's Simon in a 9-point game. They got to hurry up about it a little bit, the Rockets. Wolford a three. That'll help. He's got 12, 45-39. At the other end, reverse layup. Berg, no. Put back, yes. Schaefer, 47-39. At the other end, a Wolford three. Off the mark, rebound Easton Benz. Finds Meyer for a three. Long, backside rebound. Saved in off Almaris. And it goes the other way. Timeout, North Border. It'll be a full one on the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. 47-39 Eagles, 2:09 to go. A Sendak timeout, and the 2B title game continues in a moment.
Are you looking forward to the Cheyenne Stampede like the rest of us? Stampede will be on August 16, 2025 with the fun activities we always look forward to. Rodeo during the day, concert that night. The Cheyenne Stampede and Cheyenne Stampede NDRA Rodeo, presented by the Cheyenne Rodeo Club. Keep listening. Find out more information as we get closer to the dates. August 6, 2025, Cheyenne Stampede in Cheyenne, North Dakota. See you there, partner.
Don Howard Diesel, located at 20 10th Street South in New Rockford, is your local family-owned diesel repair shop. Capable of troubleshooting and diagnostics, Don Howard Diesel gives you top-quality service and affordable prices. Don Howard Diesel is the best choice for diesel repair. We pride ourselves in our excellent customer service, and we fix everything right the first time. Give us a call at 701-947-2285 to make your diesel appointment today.
North Porter with the ball up 8. 2 minutes, 5 seconds left, and a steal! Easton Simon the other way. Simon blocked! Oh, did he get blocked at the other end. Numbers. Costly pulls it back. Costly down the lane, stolen by Omaris. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with New Rockford Cheyenne. 1:45 to go, 47-39 North Porter. On the Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop scoreboard. A three for Simon is good. He's got 14 and a timeout. New Rockford Cheyenne. A Sendak timeout. 1:38 to go. 47-42. The 2B title game continues in a moment.
In today's market, matching agriculture supply with demand seems simple enough, but officially connecting producers and consumers in the global market has become increasingly complex. Columbia Grain has the resources to get the job done and to get it done well. They focus on the farm, have strong presence in the grain community led by experienced management team, and have real commitment to the community. Call 947-2560 in New Rockford and Carrington. Visit ColumbiaGrain.com for more info.
Dakota Regional Medical Center of New Rockford offers medical treatment by nurse practitioner Liza Eastus. Liza has over 15 years experience in the medical field and 3+ years as a nurse practitioner. She can help with primary and chronic care needs, lab services, blood work, and DOT physicals. She is available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at DRMC in New Rockford. Give her a call at 701-947-2042 to make an appointment or visit DakotaRegional.com.
In a 5-point game with 98 seconds left, you don't necessarily have to foul if you're New Rockford Cheyenne. You could try and play defense for a possession. They go for a steal. They have the possession arrow. They get a steal. Omaris kicks it out and stolen back. And then take it away. Benz, kick, Simon, a three blocked, rebound, North Porter. They got to get it out of there. They got numbers at the other end, and they'll pull it back. And now a trap, down the lane, Costly, he's fouled, he'll shoot two. Almaris' third foul, what a wild sequence. Costly shoots two.
15 foul.
He missed two before the game ever started. There was a pregame technical, and he missed them both. The first one here is good. 48-42. This is a big one. Could make it a 7-point lead. He got it. 49-42. Cosley with seven. Here's Benz. Handing off to Simon. Simon, a three. Long, backside rebound. Eagles, and a foul on Bennett Meyer. Free throws for Bird. Meyer's third.
Five, Bennett Meyer, third personal. Brody Bird to the line.
Berg's shoots two. 1 minute even left. His first one is good, 50-42. He's got 11. Second one is long. Rebound, Schaefer. That's even better than a make for the Eagles. And a foul on Wolford will send Moore to the line.
Fouls on number 20, Paige Wolford. Fourth personal.
Wolford gets his fourth.
Moore to the line.
First one, front rim, 50-42. Second one, 51-42 as he split the pair. 9-point lead, Simon. Left wing, Meyer drives the lane and finishes. 51-44, timeout, New Rockford Cheyenne.
Timeout, Rockets, full timeout.
It is their final timeout. Brought to you by Sendak, and the 2B final continues in a moment.
Napa of New Rockford is your local Do It Best store. Napa wants to welcome the New Rockford Rockets to the game and wish them luck today. Napa Auto Parts continues to connect professional automotive technicians, at-home mechanics, and everyday drivers with quality parts, aftermarket accessories, and car care products to keep their vehicles and garage equipment performing safely and efficiently. Come see Todd today at Napa of New Rockford, your local Do It Best location.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
It's 51-44, and off the inbound, they're trying to get that tie ball, and instead, he stepped out of bounds! Costly stepped out of bounds! It goes back to New Rockford Cheyenne, down by 7, with 43.3 on the clock. Inbounds pass knocked out of bounds, 43 even left. And a foul before the inbounds pass. And it is the third on Schaefer. Second team foul. And so now the inbound moves to the baseline. We've done a whole lot in no time in terms of just moving the ball around. Here's Meyer, gives to Wolford. Wolford down to Simon, kick out. Omeris, a three, a little long, and it hit the support. Shot clock will go dark. Coming up in post game, we'll get stats and tell you about what looks like Saturday night. Off the inbounds, Costly down the right side. They've got numbers. And the foul is given. It's on Bennett Meyer. Free throws for Weston Costly. Meyer gets his fourth.
Meyer, fourth personal. Number one, Weston Costly.
Free throw goes. 52-44. to 44. Timeout Eagles. They'll take their last one. We'll take it as well. A Sendak timeout. 27 seconds till the Eagles go to state.
How do you know what your planting population should be? I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed Company. Population is important in the health of both corn and soybean crops. In corn, a good rule of thumb is to look at bushels of yield per 1,000 seeds planted. Unless you're yielding more than 10 bushels per 1,000, we don't recommend increasing your population. Soybeans, on the other hand, thrive when planted thicker in lighter soils, dry areas, and with heavy weed pressure. For answers to all the agronomic questions you have related to seed, contact your Hefty agronomist today.
Eagles. With 27.2 on the timer. Here comes Easton Simon. Simon across the timeline, gives to Almaris. Simon fakes a three, spins, fouled. They have him to give. It's the fourth on Moore.
Third team foul.
Here's a three by Simon. That is no good. Almaris tips it in. 53-46, and a foul is given. Easton Benz gets his fourth. Free throws coming up for, looks like, Grant Costley. And these will just set the final score. It's going to be a rematch of last year for New Rockford Cheyenne if they want to get to state. It will be Lamore Litchville Marion Saturday night. The free throw is good, 54-46. And it will be on Thunder Country 98.3. More on that in postgame. Second one's good, 55-46. 5 seconds left. It's Simon dribbling right, kicking to the corner. Almaris a three, no. And the North Border Eagles are Region 2 champions.
Your final score, the North Border Eagles, 55. Your Rockford Cheyenne Rockford, scoring 6. We will have a brief award ceremony coming up shortly.
And we will have our award ceremony right after this.
The Flair Boutique of New Rockford would like to wish the boys good luck in today's game. The Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop has a new spring drink menu. Try the spring Red Bull with raspberry, peach, and French vanilla syrup, and top it off with heavy cream. Yum! Come see us from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays. Find our Saturday schedule on Facebook. Try our new drinks and see our new comfy, cozy clothing collections. The Flair Boutique of New Rockford is located on Central Avenue in New Rockford.
The students have been allowed to rush the floor here at the Devil's Lake Sports Center just before the ceremony. And then we will turn it over to the public address announcer here, and we'll just let him take it for the next few minutes as we get our traditional postseason awards. Underway, and we turn it over to the public address.
Basketball fans, we would like to thank KMAV of Bayville, KCCY of Devils Lake, KNDK of Langdon, KXPO of Grafton, the Devils Lake Daily Journal, the Grand Forks Herald, Walsh County Record, and the Hillsborough Banner for their coverage of the Region 2B Boys Basketball Tournament. Ryan Hansen, NEHSA board member and Devils Lake Public Schools High School Principal, will present the Region 2B Boys Basketball Awards. We will begin with our All-Region 2 Boys team. From Midway Vinto, Elijah Robinson. Mid-Kota, Brady Hogan. From Blair
Jace Collison. From New Rockford, Cheyenne, Bennett Meyer. From Warwick, Elijah Feather Jr. Benson County, Holden Jacobson. From North Border, Grant Costley. Easton Simon. From Midway Minto, Ezra Robinson. And from Langdon area, Munich, Easton Schaefer. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting your Region 2B All-Region Team.
They are taking pictures. We'll share the scoring with you from this 55-46 final. 21 for Caden Moore, 11 for Brody Berg, 10 for Weston Cosley, 9 for Grant Cosley, 4 for Cade Schaefer. For New Rockford Cheyenne, 15 for Bennett Meyer, 14 Easton Simon, 12 Cage Walford, 3 Easton Benz, 2 Thomas Almaris. No ties or lead changes. North Border's biggest lead was 16 at 38-22. Back to the public address.
And now presenting our Region 2B Senior Athlete of the Year, from Warwick, Elijah Feather. To be Coach of the Year, from New Rockford Cheyenne, Tyler Cook. And now our team awards. In third place, the Midway Minto Mustangs. Up the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets. And presenting this year's champions, the North Border Eagles.
And we will come back and preview Saturday night right after this.
Don Howard Diesel, located at 20 10th Street South in New Rockford, is your local family-owned diesel repair shop. Capable of troubleshooting and diagnostics, Don Howard Diesel gives you top quality service and affordable prices. Don Howard Diesel is the best choice for diesel repair. We pride ourselves in our excellent customer service, and we fix everything right the first time. Give us a call at 701-947-2285 to make your diesel appointment today.
In today's market, matching agriculture supply with demand seems simple enough, but officially connecting producers and consumers in the global market has become increasingly complex. Columbia Grain has the resources to get the job done and to get it done well. They focus on the farm, have strong presence in the grain community led by an experienced management team, and have real commitment to the community. Call 947-2560 in New Rockford and Carrington. Visit ColumbiaGrain.com for more info.
The North Border Eagles, the 2025 Region 2B basketball champions. They are the first team to punch the ticket because we got a bit earlier start. We start a half an hour before the other places. Now in Region 1, Hankinson leads Oaks late third quarter, 37-28. You can catch that right now on Thunder Country 98.3. Saturday night, if Oaks loses that game, Ricky Claverkamp will have yourself a doubleheader on 98.3, beginning with Oaks against Midway Minto, followed by New Rockford Cheyenne and Lemoore Litchfield Marion. And whether Oaks is there or they come back and win tonight, the New Rockford Cheyenne Lemoore Litchfield Marion game will be on Thunder Country 98.3. Our thanks to everyone associated with the New Rockford Cheyenne boys basketball program, all the way up to Athletic Director Elliot Bellquist. Now, speaking on behalf of them and our entire crew, my name is B.J. Walters. Congratulations to the North Border Eagles, the Region 2B boys basketball champions in 2025. They win it 55-46. Until Saturday night at the Shack, good night from the Devil's Lake Sports Center.
New Rockford Cheyenne Region 2B Basketball on 1600-100.1 The Cardinal has been brought to you by Dowen Howard Diesel, Columbia Grain in New Rockford, Dakota Regional Medical Center, Liza Eastus, Napa in New Rockford, Cheyenne Rodeo Club,
Surety Title in New Rockford, Warren Implement, Haley's Auto, Sendak, The Flair Boutique and Coffee Shop, and Hefty Seed in New Rockford. The proceeding has been a presentation of i3G Media Sports.